بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In our previous lesson, we had studied the definition of qurbani, both the literal meaning of qurbani and also the technical meaning. And then we discussed the condition upon whom qurbani is compulsory. One last condition is with regard to the person's financial status. We know qurbani, similar to zakah, similar to fitrah, is not obligatory upon every person. It depends upon the person's financial ability and capacity. Now, qurbani will be compulsory upon every such individual on whom zakah is compulsory. If zakah is compulsory upon a person, right, then such a person must perform qurbani as well. But there is one other person who will also perform qurbani, though zakah is not compulsory on him. Who is that person? It is such a person whose net zakatable assets have not reached nisab. Right? You know that there are different types of assets that a person owns. But one type of asset, or the first category of assets, are the zakatable assets. We know what are your zakatable assets, right? Now, apart from zakatable assets, you have other assets that are non-zakatable but are surplus. Now, when it comes to calculating your zakah, you don't consider those assets. To cite an example, a person has a second vehicle that is not a necessity. Now, a second vehicle that is not a necessity is a surplus asset but non-zakatable. So, when calculating your zakah, you don't consider the value of that vehicle. Another example is, maybe a person has a hobby, a certain sport. He plays a certain sport, not as a profession. But sport is not a means or a source of his income. But it's a hobby. And now there are certain, perhaps, items that he requires in order to play that sport. And, of course, those items and those things, they have a certain value. Whatever tools or whatever he needs to play the sport. Now, that's a non-zakatable asset, but it's a surplus asset. So he won't consider it and calculate its value when considering zakah. But when considering qurbani, he will value those things. So in working out his qurbani to see whether qurbani is compulsory upon him or not, he will consider the value of his non-zakatable surplus asset. So such a person, if his zakatable assets, net zakatable assets, after minusing his liabilities and everything else, gets the net zakatable asset, if it is not equal to nisab, there is no zakah on him. Now he must look at his non-zakatable surplus assets. We gave the example. There also, the net value, if it is equal to nisab or more than the nisab, no zakah is compulsory upon him, but he must pay the qurbani. Right, so that's another condition. Let's move on to the days of qurbani. Which are the days of qurbani? The days of udhiyah. Qurbani is only valid during the 3 days of Dhul Hijjah. We are now coming towards the end or the second half. We are already in the second half of Shawwal, the 10th month of the Islamic lunar, which is followed by Dhul Qa'dah, a sacred month, the 11th month, and then the 12th month, Dhul Hijjah, which is also a sacred month. There are 3 days during which we may perform the Qurbani. The 10th, 11th and 12th of the Hijjah. So the 10th is the day of Eid, and the 11th and 12th of the Hijjah, Qurbani can only be performed on one of these 3 days. Although Qurbani is permissible on each of the above days, the first is the most preferable and desired day. So if there's no need to delay it, have the Qurbani performed on the first day, the 10th of the Hijjah, Yawmun Nahr. That day is known as the day of slaughter. On the 12th, it will not be permissible to perform the Qurbani after sunset. So on each of these days, the 10th, okay, you can perform Qurbani on the 9th that follows the 10th day, which will be the 11th night. During the night, Qurbani is allowed. But on the 12th, you are not allowed to perform Qurbani after sunset. Why? Because that is now already the 13th day of the Hijjah. Moving on to the time. Fine, I've understood the days 10, 11 and 12. But from what time can I start slaughtering? On the 10th, on the morning of the 10th. The time of Qurbani commences after the Eid Salah on the 10th of the Hijjah and ends at the setting of the sun on the 12th of the Hijjah. So you're not allowed to perform Qurbani before the Eid Salah. Before the Eid Salah, you can't. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that whoever has performed the Qurbani before coming for the Eid Salah, they should repeat that Qurbani. So the time of Qurbani only sets in once the Eid Salah has been completed. In rural and village areas where Jumu'ah and Eid Salah are not performed, Qurbani may be performed as soon as Fajr sets in on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So you have people living on farms, rural areas, outlying areas where Jumu'ah Salah is not performed, where Eid Salah is not performed. Those people living in those farms and those rural areas and the villages, they can start performing Qurbani the moment the time of Fajr sets in. When does the time of Fajr set in? The time of Fajr sets in when Subh Sajr sets in. Right? Basically when the time of Suhoor ends, that's when Fajr sets in. So they can start slaughtering from that time. They do not have to wait for any Eid Salah to be completed, because there is no Eid Salah compulsory upon them because of the areas in which they live. Qurbani can be performed during the night time as we explained. However, it is preferable to perform it during the daytime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us